Chick chick.
Yeah, little pussy eating festival, you know what I'm saying?
That should be so much.
Pussy eating lick. Getting the pussy suck. Oh, you know I love suck on the pussy. Pussy suck pussy. Pussy pussy pussy. Pussy 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 pussy.
Mm-hmm. Sample that, right. Dude. Yeah. Sample that. Sample one.
Mm-hmm. Pussy, 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 pussy in the drive up in the Cadillac. Tell them 67 pussy.
Let, count, I love the 67 pussy.
Count all the ways that you could get the pussy. One, take it. Two, gunpoint.
Okay. This sounds a little too loud.
My phones are really loud. Can you turn them down a little bit?
Can
turn
me down. Quit being a baby.
Turn me down.
Do not call me a baby in public, please.
Can maybe you not be a baby, bitch?
Stop it, please.
Can you maybe not
it
be
it hurts a, my ears.
Can you not be a baby, bitch?
I'm gay.
A baby who is a bitch. A little baby faggot.
Welcome back to the Bitch Baby Podcast.
Baby bitch.
I forgot to, I was trying to get new sounds, but I'm going to have to take a weekend to really think about
it. Don't worry about it, man.
Well, you're going to have to cut the tape, you know?
Yeah. I mean, with the way these things work is I have the best ideas first.
Of course.
That's my style.
You run out of steam.
And then it's done.
Yeah.
It's done.
I'm finished.
I'm finished.
Yeah.
I'm all done. I've come up with the best ideas.
I found the thing of Obama saying the N-word.
I've already recorded Obama saying the N-word.
I suck your penis.
I suck it off. I sucked your penis off.
I suck your penis.
I sucked your penis.
I suck it off.
Yeah, so something like that.
Mm-hmm. That would be good.
That's pretty good.
Suck your penis.
There will be blood guy.
Yeah.
There will be jit.
There will be head.
There will be head. Now there's a movie.
Now that's what I like to call.
What's the hottest?
Now you're cooking with blast.
Oh yeah, that movie was set in when the 1800s.
Yeah,
yeah.
Who do you think the hottest woman in the world was at the time
in the 1800s?
Yeah,
Marilyn Monroe.
Cleopatra, probably.
Yeah, dude.
Martha Washington.
Bad Egyptian pussy.
Yeah,
dude.
Cleopatra, or maybe
one of the
John Quincy Adams.
John Quincy Adams was ugly, and his bitch was ugly as well.
His bitch.
He had an
ugly
bitch.
She looked just like him.
He was the president, dude.
Yeah, he had a fucking ugly bitch.
There was a whole category on Jeopardy the other week.
How ugly his bitch was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Blurst ladies. And worst ladies.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the blurst ladies.
Yeah, worst ladies was the category where we rank the first ladies by how ugly they are.
Uh-huh. Who's the ugliest?
Noted pig.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
That's right.
Eleanor.
Adam, you have the board.
Thank you. I'll take worst ladies for 200.
Ugly. Hold on, I'm gonna look this up. Let me see who the ugliest bitch.
This first lady.
All I searched was ugly.
It
first
said
ladies.
The smell of this woman's pussy was what they. It said that the St. Louis Arch was originally held open by her giant ugly pussy.
Who is Hillary Rodham Clinton?
That's correct. Uh-huh. Back to you.
I'll take it for 300 worst women.
Yeah, I think it goes 200, 400.
400.
Okay. Well, he can just choose, right?
Huh?
Eleanor Roosevelt, when she was young, didn't look so bad. Nah, not great.
No, she looked nasty, dude.
You know what? Lady Bird Johnson looks like she could
fine.
Suck a dick, dude.
Lady Bird Johnson's my favorite one, dude.
For sure.
She made D.C. bloom. She planted flowers everywhere, and her pussy was the best
dude,
pussy in Texas.
Well, you've heard... Yeah. Have you seen that...
Sorry, we were looking for Janice Taylor Thomas.
Have you seen boop, that boop, quote? Boop, that boop, quote? Boop,
boop. Oh, I should LBJ. Get the Jeopardy noises on here.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, the LBJ quote about how leggings or stockings ruin finger fucking.
No.
He's been recorded as talking about how stockings ruin
everyone finger knows fucking. He's the coolest
they
president.
They
he had a huge dick too,
big old penis. Dude.
Yeah, big old.
He had to get
thing.
His pants specially made because his cock would bulge too much.
So sick. He had to go to the pants store for that.
No, I heard a recording of him ordering pants.
Yeah.
And I think that's when he mentions the
that's
finger
where,
fucking.
Where casual male XL comes
from. Yeah, it was about Lyndon Johnson's cock.
Yeah.
And then it got, but then that the market for huge cocked people wasn't that big.
I have to get my phone out of the other room.
Okay.
Because there's important information on there.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that info. You better get it, dude.
Regarding
is there?
Can the cat
information
get it?
That can lead to the arrest of Donald J. Trump.
Donald John Trump?
Donald John Trump.
Fuck, dude, Keith Olbermann calling him Donald John Trump?
Yeah.
What a loser.
Like, who gives a shit?
Come on, man. SportsCenter used to be so good. Why did you have to do this, Keith?
Yeah, it's like the you, let's
Hussein
get
Obama
Patrick,
thing.
Hussein Obama.
His middle name means bathroom. Yeah, it's going to be so funny when Trump wins again.
I can't wait.
They're going to fuck over Bernie again.
100%.
They already are.
Yeah. He's an anti-Semite now.
That is so awesome.
Unbelievable.
Dude, nothing means anything. We are fucked.
We're
like,
so
truly,
fucked.
There's no way to do anything.
You can even, like...
They're calling him an anti-Semite? Like, we're fucked.
Yeah. Every other candidate has,
Pete Buttigieg
has way more, like, fucking dog shit baggage on them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's even in that, like, there could be a... There'll probably be a video next week of fucking Elizabeth Warren being like, if there's one thing I can't stand, it's kikes. It's all of these kikes coming into the TP, kiking it up with all of their money and their bagels. My Aunt B used to come in and she said, look, we're kikating Indians. And we hate... there's one thing...
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, yeah. Hey.
I hate Jews now. I hate Jews now.
There's too many Jews in this neighborhood.
Yeah. And there would still be...
why Bernie Sanders is Bernie the real Sanders anti-Semite.
Yeah.
Don't let this...
You think Elizabeth Warren's bad? Watch this clip of Bernie Sanders, you know, and he's like, medic, Jew, fuck Jew, Jewish, fuck Jewish. You're like, wow, can you believe that?
Undoctored.
Yeah. Yeah. It's through the years. He, like, has different hair in the middle of it.
But it's just a clip of Larry David.
Yeah. Him saying the N-word on curve twice.
Yeah, it's just watch this clip of Bernie Sanders and it's Larry David looking at a black person. It's still image and it just goes, wow.
Oh my God.
Straight from the mouth.
Or they just do the Jimmy Kimmel, like, unnecessary censorship on a thing he says.
Yeah.
You just do the trick you've been doing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, no, he's going to lose. We're fucked. I'm back to thinking we're fucked, unfortunately.
Yeah, we should all move to Athens, bro.
First of all, I'm moving to Athens.
Silence!
You can't take my escape plan.
I thought we were going to get a fishing boat.
Are we?
Yeah, we're going to be simple fishermen.
I'm going to be... What the fuck?
Why can't I come, bro?
You go to Israel, dude. We all go back to where we
come
there.
It's
from.
It's a crap place.
You go to Israel.
Full of shitty
Nick
people.
Nick goes to Ireland. I go to Greece.
What if China just nuked Israel? How funny would that be?
That would be funny.
That would be really...
I must admit, that would be funny.
That would be difficult for me because I wouldn't want to damage my chances of getting pussy from
China.
What
would Jews do on Christmas after that?
What do you mean?
Well, you couldn't eat Chinese food anymore.
Oh, my God. We'd starve.
You know what I'm saying? That would ruin a tradition.
Yeah. I love how Jewish people pretend like they invented Chinese food.
I know. It's
we
awesome.
Did. It's a we General Tso was a Jew.
Yeah.
You know, us Christian families, we would sit around and just listen to rap music on Hanukkah. That's something that us Christian families came up with.
Yeah.
I do. I'm hoping my little brother has to work.
Chinese guys are like, yo, okay, fuck Hanukkah. Okay, Hanukkah, suck my dick.
I really hope my family's busy on Christmas so I can stay here and do the Jewish Christmas.
I will adopt you to do Jewish Christmas.
Get some dumplings. Mission Chinese.
No, we get either we get Second Avenue Deli or dim sum on Christmas morning.
Yeah.
And then
I'm not getting any.
I go to Wohop.
How about this? We release you in the financial district and I hunt you down with a crossbow.
Mm.
Oh, the deadliest game.
In Phi Dai, dude.
Yeah.
The most dangerous game.
Right. You'll be in your natural environment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have all the have all the advantages when it comes to terrain.
And then
in
the hunter enters the jungle.
I know where all the stock tickers are. All the obstacles. Mm. The traps. The
police are just like, having a regular Jewish Christmas there, are you? Carry on, mate.
Yeah, the Australian police.
The regular police.
Because they're all for Christmas.
Yeah, the regular police are off duty for Christmas.
Idiots.
Because they don't
fucking
have
moron.
Christmas in Australia.
No, they haven't. It's the other day. It's
they have it
later.
Yeah.
They all end
it's
Christmas.
It's 6 months later because it's all opposite.
They fly here to stand in for the New York City Police Department.
I know that.
It was a handshake agreement.
Are you questioning my authority? You fucking ass. asshole.
Someone told me that
we don't feel that bad about the Holocaust.
You're lucky it's Christmas, otherwise I'd tell that crossbow fella where you at.
Someone told me the reason there's so many Australians in New York is because Bush gave them like an agreeable visa program after they supported his war in Iraq.
Yes, that's true.
That sounds about right.
So they can come and like just do Molly for a year.
I think that's over now.
Is it done?
Yeah.
Kick them out.
Now we're all going to Thailand.
Now we're going to have sex with boys.
We're putting all the Australians on Little St. James Island.
We're reclaiming it for the Queen.
It'd be funny if in like 400 years there's just like that's like Little St. James Island is an international economy. It's a whole nation with their own culture.
Yeah. Like, it has a currency.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know. This used to be a pedophile island. This is where they sent all the pedophiles.
The petties.
And now we've got our own, own culture. Mm-hmm. And everybody still
Our own type of people that we oppressed.
Yeah, we've got, we still wear children's pants.
Yeah.
As a homage.
As a tribute. Yeah.
As a tribute to the
to the cheeky pedos.
Cheeky pedos. That founded the place.
Yeah.
The freaking cheeky pedos, dude.
Those cheeky pedos.
Cheeky pedos.
It's my bloody dad's Google history. What is 8-year-old being raped?
That is a good sketch.
Yeah.
Just, she says,
it's my bloody dad's Google history.
Oh, that
toddler getting fucked.
No, I think your dad should be in jail, man.
not in Little St. James. Not in Laws. Yeah. Lames. I don't know. What would they call his nickname?
Mm. Sainty?
Yeah.
Sainty.
Little Saint
James. Nothing I love more.
Jamie. Saint Jamie.
Then giving a little suckaloo to a torch dangler. Down here on Little St. James Island.
They have to make everything sound so cute.
Yeah. Just giving a little suckerino to a baby.
I'd love to suck a boy's penis.
A little baby's pee-pee nozzle. Piss nozzle.
And if you like these jokes, we'll be in Australia in April.
We'll be in Australia.
I think so. Josh hasn't responded to our
email. He did.
Oh, mm-hmm. He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was sick.
Did I miss it?
Yeah, you probably have barbecue sauce on your computer screen.
I did. I was in Texas. Yeah, there's just a third of my screen that's covered in barbecue sauce, so I miss a lot of stuff.
I can't read this email. It's covered in barbecue sauce.
Yeah, you sent a dirty
this
email.
This is completely
bro.
Unprofessional. This email is covered in chocolate and barbecue sauce.
And I'm thinking of woman's breasts while I'm reading it also.
I think that might be your screen. I think that might be.
Fuck you, man. Yeah.
Shut up,
you know
Josh.
What? Shut up, Josh.
Josh.
If that is your real name.
Just because you're some New Zealander.
Yeah.
Who knows a lot about drifting.
Well, I'd love to get my penis sacked.
Mm-hmm.
Does Josh know how to drift?
Yeah,
he does.
That's what he does when he's not booking.
He's Tokyo Drift.
He's a drifter.
Last time I saw him, he's like, oh, I wonder if you know how they live in Tokyo.
drift.
Yuki yamiya, niki yami koko ko, gara yakura ki, gara yagani garo koro.
Okay, man. Nothing.
Yuki yano.
Those are the words, stop.
Boniya, koko ina hune yakomena.
Those are the words to the song.
That is the official words.
You haven't seen Tokyo Drift? Akiyakurakureya.
Yoni got it.
That's so good.
Japanese people are like, "What? Why are they censoring
that? Why are they censoring that?"
Hakuranu.
It's a theme song for an anime.
Yeah, right.
That one got me good, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, frickin' yeah.
Yeah. If you can suck a dick, you can eat my ass.
I was just in the fucking Texas.
Deep in the heart of Texas, bro.
Baby.
You know what they say? They only got two things in Texas.
What's that?
Faggots and horses.
I think it's different.
No, that's literally what it is.
I thought it's steers and queers.
What do you think that means?
A steer is a bull.
It's a horse of some sort. Look, I know what the other one means.
It's a cow or a bull or something.
I don't know.
Dude, fucking, I had a fucking big ass steak, a dry aged Texas piece of meat. Delicioso.
What from where, cut?
Where'd you stop?
It was well, I went to Truth Barbecue. Whoop. That was the second day.
Whoop whoop.
That shit was awesome.
Truth, where's that?
Paul Pierce.
It's between it's a Paul Pierce themed barbecue restaurant. It's between Houston and Austin. It was good as hell.
This is a lot of shit.
Dude, I kind of like Houston. You were saying it's trash. I fuck with
it. Houston's boring.
I liked it.
Houston's like if so LA sucks and Houston's like what if Texas had LA. It's own LA, yeah.
Yeah, but they got they listen, I did hot yoga with this lady named Candace. She was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the only people that I believe that are queer are yoga instructors.
You think they're queer?
They're women that exist on not even women. I believe they're real they thems. You know what
really?
I'm saying? They're just like they're just on the cusp of gender.
Mm-hmm.
They're just
short hair ladies. Oh, that are,
you guys are like this. I was in Chinatown the other night,
mm-hmm.
and there was a group of eight like Chinese teenagers.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
And they probably lived in Chinatown, so they were calling each other the N-word.
Of course,
they live in Chinatown. But one of them, I just walked by. Well, one of them goes, "Yeah, man, I'm fitting." And he didn't say man. He said the N-word. He goes. Yeah, I'm finna fuck with some Chinese food.
He said that about...
They're all trying to decide what to eat in Chinatown as a group of Chinese people from Chinatown. And one of them said they're fitting to fuck with Chinese food.
Yeah.
Were you like, excuse me, you can just call it food.
Don't you mean new Chinese food?
Well, it's like what... Okay, I guess. Yeah, sure.
Go off. Style. Respect to them, dude.
Go off.
Respect to... You know,
go off.
A generation brought up on Awkwafina.
Is Ching racist? Can you say Ching? If I say go off Ching,
that's probably racist.
I don't
still
think.
A
yeah, I don't.
If I don't
I
put
don't think,
Chong at the end, it's fine.
No, I don't think. It
I
is.
Think that counts as
I
racist.
I think it is actually definitely racist.
Haki Amira, Haki Amira, Sakura no Fuganakirish Aruro.
Those little Japanese women dropping N-bombs constantly.
I went to a Jewish...
Well, half their words sound like curse words.
It's true.
I went to Montreal style.
Oh, no, he amero.
Just in like a restaurant.
What were you saying, Adam?
I went to a Montreal style Jewish deli to remind me of our time back in Canada.
Of course.
And it was banging.
Where?
It was by the movie theater where I saw Gems last night.
Mm.
Or yesterday during the day.
Interesting.
Which also went hard. Went,
yeah,
went
don't
off.
Say anything else
went
or I'll fucking kill you.
Well, I already sang you the song from it.
Yeah. Where I'm saying it's like,
I've got too many jewels.
I love selling gems.
Look at my jewels.
I'm selling a
look
gem.
Look at my sparkles. I'm going to sell these to black people now.
Did either of you see Nightingale?
What's Nightingale? That?
By the director, did Babadook. That bitch.
No.
What's her name in the bit? The comic.
A lady
but
director.
I got head from her.
Yeah. A Sheila director?
Yeah. A Sheila.
Yeah, they're letting
a freaking Sheila.
They're letting cunts make picturinos now.
No, cunt means everything to them.
Yeah, that's true.
What's cunt?
Slot.
What's cunt in Australian? Like for a dumb bit.
Fosters.
Like Fosters. Australian for cunt. Let me break open your Foster. Let me bust that Foster's open for me. Yeah.
It's they get mad.
Ad.
They get
it's
mad.
It's a Foster's ad. And there's a picture of an Aboriginal guy. And
oh,
he's just
boy.
Sitting there and they go, Foster's. Australian for beer.
It's just them saying a slur. That's very good.
Foster's Australian for, and then another beep.
Yeah, yeah. Australian for. I love this button, dude.
I can't wait. I can't wait to go to Australia.
This button is my favorite thing in the world.
Oh yeah,
it brings me so much joy.
Having a beep at your discretion is incredible.
Yeah,
yeah, it's fun. It's made the show fun again.
Damn, I'm already thinking about getting Greek food at that place in Melbourne again.
Oh, the stalactites.
Yeah, dude.
That place was banging.
That place banged.
Hopefully,
my cock.
Neither and none of us die before then.
I don't think we'll die.
We have to have that meal.
April?
is the prophecy.
We'll make it to April.
The prophecy.
We'll make
says
it to April at least.
That one of the three would have gay sex. Before.
Well, thank you, Adam. Thanks for taking that one out off our hands.
The gay, the one.
You
who
are the
has
one.
Gay sex will also die.
No, shit. No.
That sucks. I'm
I thought
sorry,
I had
dude
to fulfill the prophecy.
But you did verbally agree, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to do it for my boys.
How about a movie called Vaginal Destination?
Mm-hmm. Vaginal?
Yeah, Vaginal Destination.
Okay, Vaginal.
And, you know, what's, I don't know, was it Devin Sawa? Who the fuck is in that movie?
I don't fucking know.
But he's like,
yeah, I think that's
he's like,
name.
I had a nightmare that you got a sex change. And he's like, no way, bro, I'm not going to do it. And then it's like, the sex ghost knows that you were supposed to have your gender, you were supposed to have your penis
bottom
cut
surgery
off and turned into a vagina.
Yeah.
And now it's going to cut your dick off any way it can.
Mm. Oh, there's
the plane got redirected to a sex operation.
Someone.
Wait, what's Final Destination?
It's
a movie.
You
cheat death?
He keeps cheating death.
Yeah, the kid.
Devin
Sawa, yeah, it's not him. It's probably someone else.
The angel of death is trying to kill him.
What?
Who's Devin Sawa?
He's some 90s.
He was like he was a 90s actor.
Freddie Prinze Jr. style.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Devin Sawa, I don't know, it's not. I think,
yeah,
I don't,
Devin Sawa man sucking his own dick.
Yeah,
you
yes
know what I'm saying?
I saw really,
yes, yes.
So what, he cheats, I'm familiar with the commercials and like a log crashing through a car.
Yeah.
That
yeah
sort of thing. But yeah, what, the devil is against him or something?
So, it's about
the devil is chasing him.
Well, here's the deal.
Yeah,
he's on a class trip somewhere, and he like they all get on the plane. It's actually the movie's tight. I might watch it tonight.
Okay,
actually.
Yeah,
they
it's fun.
They get on a plane, and there's a million of them. So you can watch that instead of getting a job or
yeah,
getting,
absolutely
getting married or having kids,
doing whatever your wife tells you to do.
Yeah, the real bitch final destination is turning 37 years old, and you're like, shit, I'm gonna get high and watch stuff I rented from Blockbuster 2 decades ago, and my life has not changed at all. I mean, it has substantially,
it has,
but
yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah,
nothing will, and then we're all going to die. So they're going on a class trip, and the plane blows up.
Oh shit!
And fucking, he's like screaming as the plane blows up, and he wakes up, and he's just in the like by the gate. He fell asleep before they got on the plane. And his friends are like, what's wrong? He's like, I just fucking, like, the plane fucking blew up. We can't get on the plane. We can't get on the fucking plane. I just had this, like, nightmare or whatever. And then, like, they just pull him off the plane. Like, they don't let him and, like, his 7 friends or whatever.
Because he's freaking out.
And then they see the plane blow up after
whoa
it takes off. It's a cool shot, too.
That's
just
cool.
You see the plane blow up and then all the windows blow
so
up.
Fuck.
Which
yeah,
I don't know if that
pretty
would
cool
happen.
Who cares? It's tight.
In okay fact, I don't even know if that's what happened in the movie. It could be that the plane just blew up and the windows don't blow out.
Yeah.
But anyways.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
So he has
in
a
my
dream
mind, when I, in my shot-for-shot remake,
mm-hmm,
where it's not actually, it's all from memory.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
We should do a shot-for-shot remake of a movie we've only seen like a couple times.
I've said that. I said they should let Steven Seagal do a shot-for-shot remake of all the John Wick movies from memory. Just his, and then John Wick meets the Dalai Lama, and the Dalai Lama says to him, "You are more of a Buddha than I am."
Mm.
And but John is humble; he's yes a humble spirit, so he says, "No, Dalai Lama,
mm-hmm,
maybe
we're the same.
We're the same, and I'm only slightly better than you. All things are equal because we are all one."
Mm-hmm.
I'm the bigger,
just a better Buddha,
I'm the top
slightly
of the, if you imagine the number one, I'm the nose part at the top, the little flag, and you're the bottom, the feet. That's not even necessary.
But we're both number one.
We're both number one,
but
you're
but
the
I'm
part
the little nose.
I'm the
flag
nose
part
flag, and you're the part you can leave off, and people still know it's a one, or maybe it becomes a 7, which is an even bigger number.
Yep, I would love yeah to watch that movie.
Yeah.
So this man has a dream.
Steven, just say something about the dog being dead. You can just hear people whispering while they're filming. He's in a motorized wheelchair. Here's the problem is you killed my dog. And then it's just people being like, ah!
Yeah.
Just falling on the ground. He doesn't move at all. He just slowly...
He just,
yeah, rolls
over to them.
Rolls
and they like fall, the they chair tumble.
Right, in one of those like the motorized shopping carts from Giant.
Dude, honestly,
it's just it says Giant on there. He stole it. Just left the grocery store with that fucking thing.
I'd love to watch a movie where it's John Wick, but he's a paraplegic. He's just got a wheelchair with guns and shit on it.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
You know what they say about Russians?
What's that?
I agree. Anyway, I saw this trailer for a movie called Adam.
Hold on. I want to see what happened to the rest of the movie.
Oh, sorry. No, I thought it was done.
Adam. The guy has a dream.
Go ahead, Adam.
What's your I want to know what happened.
No, I didn't.
Whoa. Adam.
Yeah.
I interrupted. Oh, that was rude of me.
That's fucked up that you said that about.
No, keep telling him. All, I want to tell you about this South trailer, America. Though.
I want to know about what happened in Final Destination.
Oh, yeah.
So he's got a dream.
So he had the dream. And
like Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
You might say.
He's like, I had a dream that there was integration.
He's like, we got to get off this plane.
We got to get off this plane.
We're going to integrate America peacefully. Mm-hmm. It's a racist, the Final Destination.
Yeah. So Jeffrey Epstein, he has a plane. He's like, I want you to come to my island.
Mm-hmm. Why don't they come over here?
I haven't been doing it, but it's been fun. There's a lot of people. It grew out of the Corbyn anti-Semitism, but then adding that the black Hebrew Israelite shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Which Bernie planned and executed. Planned. He was like, you Yacoubian devils are going down.
Right. But there's plenty of like right-wing Jewish people on social media now.
Seth Mandel.
They are using the black Hebrew Israelite thing to be like, this is genocide.
Hell yeah.
They're doing it again.
That's awesome.
Million. Yeah.
And you just reply to them and you're like, look, the black, those just happen to be Jewish victims, just like Epstein happened to be Jewish. And Harvey Weinstein happened to be Jewish.
Shut up, bro.
Yeah.
Nick, shut up.
No, they just happen to be Jewish.
And your best friend Adam also. And members of your family, most of your family. Sorry, I didn't say, what? You didn't cut my mic.
I'm saying, say best friend again.
Your best.
That's right.
All right, so I saw a trailer for a movie called Adam.
So wait, how does it end, though? Does he get away from death?
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize he wasn't dead.
I should start taunting people on Twitter more. I'm not doing enough taunting.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, you used to be the king, Nick.
Of taunting.
Yeah.
You used to taunt.
Being rude.
People,
taunt
everyone just,
the best.
Everyone has me blocked now.
Yeah.
At this point, like, there's not, I mean, that well's dry. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I've mined all the gold.
Yeah, someone has drank your milk. You drank your own milkshake, dude.
I drank my own milkshake.
You honestly did.
Have you ever drank your own
cum? So does Devin Sawa win? Does he beat death?
Yeah, because then there's Final Destination 2.
It goes all the way to 7.
Yeah.
Does he survive ultimately?
No, he gets breast cancer.
He dies of natural causes. But it's not from the...
That's why that movie makes no sense. It's like if you're afraid to die and you miss the airplane thing, death would just be like, I guess brain tumor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I guess that's
the easiest. You can't
not
beat
a Rube
that.
Goldberg machine. Like a cigarette burning a
an
fucking
obstacle
drape.
Course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that movie is... lay sick.
It's, lay epic cool.
Lay. I hope that you get raped.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm speaking frankly.
Okay.
Was That's that where fair. That comes from?
Frank.
Let me be frank. It's like Frankish.
We frank, Frankish.
Like Franconian.
Who's Franconian?
Like the Franks.
Oh.
Like the Norman Franks.
No, of course not.
Frank Norman.
Why would it come from
That's
the Franks?
It's weird that was a race. It won't
the Franks.
The Franks. Yeah.
There's a bunch of Frank Kelly
and the Franks and the
Franco, Anglo-Francos.
It was just like two groups of people that owned used car dealerships.
Yeah,
we're the Normans. And these are the Franks.
Those and that's all the motherfuckers that like mixed up and made England and France, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They all fucked.
And they all just talked completely different languages. That
they were like,
Jarsh, de Barsh,
de Barsh,
de
Barsh,
de Barsh, de Barsh, de Barsh, de
Notice. All right, can I tell you guys about this movie trailer I watched?
Let me get my phone.
Okay,
hold on.
Stop. I watched this movie trailer. The movie is called Adam.
Uh huh. It's about a gay guy that has sex.
Listen, it stars the main character's name Adam Friedman.
Nuh-uh.
I swear to God, he's like awkward high school teenager.
Yeah.
Always wanted to meet the girl of his dreams. Right. Mm-hmm. So he visits his sister in New York where she's in the queer lesbian community, right? And he goes out to queer bars with her, meets a lot of people, has fun, and then he meets the girl of his dreams. But they really hit it off.
She's got a penis.
And then they're outside and she's like, I've never actually hung out with a trans guy before. And then he spends the movie pretending to be a trans male.
That's pretty funny.
In order to pursue.
To get pussy.
To get pussy.
And it's called the Adam story?
And dude, the movie is called Adam. Yeah,
and the guy's, the character's
main character's
named
Adam Friedman.
No, this is somebody fucking with
That's
me.
Awesome,
No, it's
dude.
A real movie called Adam.
Yeah.
Dude,
anyways.
And also salute to that character, by the way.
I wonder if that character needs to take pills to make its dick hard.
Oh, yeah, his fucked up little
dick.
A couple
of blue chews, which anybody who's a fan of this show knows about already. Because
I need some more. I need to re-up.
They already, anybody cool already went online to bluechew.com. I know we got a lot of young listeners, 18 years old.
Younger.
Get on the pills.
You're 14? Get these cock pills.
Get on
Lie.
Them now.
say you're 18.
Get on them now. I know we got a lot of fifth graders.
If your dick works perfectly fine, shut up and take them,
bitch. What I want you to do is get some blue chews, put on the show Big Mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Get real
Start
hard.
Jacking off.
Yeah. You get real hard and then pledge your allegiance to Viacom. I don't know, mm-hmm. fucking J.P. Morgan.
Yep, the good guys.
The good guys.
Yeah, Starring. So the way these pills work is you take one, and your cock gets really hard.
It's like not being gay.
And it's like you're not gay for about 90 minutes.
Bluechew.com, it's like not being gay.
Yeah, you can silence the... you'll still have your gay thoughts, mm-hmm. but you'll be able to stay hard while having sex with
Imagine
women.
Enjoying fucking the way God designed.
You won't enjoy it, to be clear.
The way
you will be hard.
God intended. God is real.
God is real, and God he wants your dick to be
Bluechew.
Hard.
Bluechew.com, God is real. Christian dick pills.
Ooh, that's what we need.
Christians only. Do not use these pills
if you're Muslim.
If you're mm-hmm. Muslims are allowed because they also believe in God.
Okay.
So a
Abrahamian faith.
Only Jews, Christians, and Muslims are allowed to take these pills. If you're Chinese, mm-hmm. fuck you. Alright.
Damn, how long were we into the episode before we dropped that one?
I don't know.
You're Chinese, suck my dick.
I'm getting
just kidding.
I'm getting ready to cycle.
Just kidding.
I'm getting ready to cycle that guy out.
Oh, what? The riff?
Yeah.
I love the riff, man.
Okay.
The riff, I feel like, has to stay. We can do without the 808s. Silence can come and go as a seasonal treat.
Yeah.
You know?
Wait,
maybe we need Marv Albert
let me
going,
see something.
Yes.
Yes.
That would be a good one.
Yes.
Yes.
Is that wearing a bra and panties right now? Yes.
Yes.
I was seeing if I could cycle in the...
For example, if someone was like, is Adam gay? And then we hit the...
Yes.
That would be awesome.
If you like having sex, you're going to love Blue Chew.
Oh, yeah. You really are.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Honestly, we're all customers.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes some of the products we tell you about...
We're all devoted.
You know, for example, does anybody have Blue Chews right now? I'd like to take one. Just to be hard. Because, listen, I have fucked recently both with and without a blue chew, and I got
to
tell you.
I've been trying to get going all natural, soft.
No, you haven't.
It's as soft as possible.
Yeah, that's true. And it doesn't
You ever
work.
Do a soft entry? You go in soft,
yeah,
and then you get hard.
And then you pray to God you're, yeah.
Absolutely. You evolve.
Have I done a soft entry? Of course
the
I have.
The Darwin.
Yeah,
you
hope your dick just turns into like one of those sea monkeys, like just add water to expand.
Well, you don't just have to do pussy. That.
Well, you don't have, now, that's the old days.
Of science, you don't have to do that.
Because the old days, I never enter soft.
Mm-hmm. Like a nice soft
I'm
entry.
I'm so hard.
I go in soft, then take the blue chew, and then see
and then
how
watch.
Long it takes... And
you're doing science
about
experiments.
15, 20 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just softly kissing.
Oh, you're kissing?
I'm doing some kissing, saying, just you wait.
Just wait, babe.
Just you wait.
It's and she's like, incredible. Can we just wait?
And then I'm fully hard, and she's like, is it in yet?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes.
You're like,
fuck
yeah,
you fucking bitch. You fucking stupid bitch.
You fucking whore. This is as big as my cock
my
gets.
Little baby. My fucking little slut.
My little baby slut.
My little baby slut.
And then you're like, oh, fuck. Oh, fine. Fuck me. Oh, my cock. My fucking cock.
And then I'm like, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Get out. Get out. I've made a mistake.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. I'm hideous. I'm ugly.
I'm ugly. Get out of my apartment.
Leave me alone.
You fucking bitch.
I fucking hate you.
You raped me! So yeah, bluechew.com if you
so
want to have that kind of experience.
Yeah, it's not bad, dude.
Oh, it makes me horny to do shit like that.
It's always so much of a struggle to figure out where this copy is on my phone.
We don't need the copy, man.
Dude,
Stop
and I just came up with some gold.
We know it in the back, like the back of our cocks.
Hey.
Do you think you know the back of your cock well? I know the front pretty well.
What do you mean, like the bottom, the stem?
I don't believe you know any part of your dick. So.
I know my cock very well. Thank you very much.
Through a system of mirrors.
No,
like when they enter that temple, that temple in National Treasure.
I've never seen it, all the not like that.
All the mirrors that have the.
I can imagine what you're what you're describing, and no, not like that.
Oh my, it's Atlantis.
Intimately and personally, I know my penis, but I don't know the back of it that much.
You've never seen your penis.
Which I assume somebody who sucks my penis knows better than the front.
That's never happened in you.
I have gotten my penis sucked, and I have seen my penis.
You've never seen your penis.
I like taking pictures of the bottom side.
Oh, interesting.
And then kissing my phone screen so I can see it.
So you can
give it a little kiss.
Maybe I'll try and take a picture of the bottom of my penis.
The little stem, the little...
I mean,
like sex, you'll like BlueChew.com. BlueChew offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom. Wouldn't you like to last longer and go extra rounds?
Oh, yeah.
BlueChew makes the first chewable with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis.
Mm.
No. It's not methamphetamine, but it will make you feel as good.
In a way.
Chewables work faster than pills, up to twice as fast. You can take Blue Chew on a full or empty stomach. Mm-hmm. It's cheaper than those other two, Viagra and Cialis. And it only takes a few minutes to fill out a form online.
Oh, yeah.
No doctor visit. No awkward
conversation. No bullshit.
The thing I hate about it, going to get pills at the doctor, is the doctor makes you compare your penis with his.
I hate that, dude.
And he's like,
come on, you can't even get hard?
Yeah.
What are you fucking
gay? Look how hard my penis is.
And he's so hard. And you feel bad about yourself?
You know why? Because I have all the pills. Because I went to doctor school.
You want these, you fucking slut?
Yeah, I did 19 years in medical school so I can prescribe myself anything I want. I'm fucked up and my dick is hard. Fuck you. Doctor style.
Yeah, and I would hate doing that kind of shit.
And then just like repeating that story at the town hall, and Bernie Sanders is like, yes, that sounds very bad. There is, a healthcare problem in this country. And while there may be anecdotal versions of stories of specific issues that people have, in general, there is a problem that a lot of people are experiencing. Yeah, but also the doctors.
The doctors are taking all the dick pills for themselves.
Doctors are eating all the dick
pills. What about that, redistributing dick pills, Bernard?
I'm a truck driver, and my penis is soft.
All across America, people like you are going to have their penises hard.
Okay, we just need you to be quiet so we can focus on the real issues.
I promise Blue Chew for everyone.
Nationalize
Blue Chew.
Let's
hear
more about the
you
black women
nationalize.
Who need their hair medicine.
That's Bernie.
We're going to get any kind of medicine you need. It will be covered by M4A. If you need trans medicine, you'll have your trans medicine. The black women will have the hair medicine. Chinese people will have math medicine. Jewish people will have coins to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Mexican people will have beans.
Go on. Yeah. Yes,
beans are a type of pill. It'll be free. And you can get free beans prescribed to you if you come from a Latinx household.
Yeah, dude. So that's the kind of shit Blue Chew
for the fucking lads.
the fellas will all get Blue Chew.
The fellas will all get Blue Chew shipped directly to the door in discreet packaging.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Chew chewables are prescribed online by a doctor and made in the USA. Blue Chew gives you confidence about every time. You and your partner will love it. Chew and do it. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code CUMTOWN. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code CUMTOWN.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So check it out.
I love what it does to my penis.
We should actually get BlueChew to pay us to make a television spot for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like Stav and I in bathtubs next to a lake
and
holding
our
hands.
And our cocks pop out of
our
the bath.
Our cocks pop
it's
out.
Bubble, it's a bubble bath, and then we take a blue chew, and then at the end of the ad, you see the tip of our cocks.
And but then when it's like all the side effects are being read, we're like at a salsa dance class, and we look really happy because we can get erections now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm gonna make a spot. I'm make a commercial for Blue Chew where I use Apple Motion to add erections to every character in the movie The Irishman.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 4-hour commercial for Blue Chew.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you see their actual cocks, or do you see their like the bulge through their pants?
Yeah. Oh, their penises are hanging out.
They're hanging out. They're hard. Out.
Hello, this is Jimmy Hoffa.
Yes, my dick is hard.
I heard you get dicks hard. Yes, I do. I suck them myself. Also,
I suck them the cocks. Yes.
I also suck on the cocks.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a friend of ours, a union guy, is.
He's gay.
Yeah, he needs a little help. You know, maybe you could help him out.
He's gotta get his cock hard.
Yeah. So there's a guy we know. How does Pesci sound?
You had it the first time.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a guy we know. We're friends with him. He needs help getting his penis hard.
I could do that for him.
I could do that. Yeah,
that's something that I could do.
Mm, that is something I could take care of for you.
Irishman. What's his fucking name?
It's Frank Irish.
Yeah.
No.
No, no.
That's what Frank, they call him.
I know. Hello, my friend.
Frank something.
You know, when my penis isn't hard, I get angry.
same brother.
Dude, I hate that.
I get real pissed.
I get real angry when my fucking dick isn't hard.
Just Al Pacino struggling to do a Midwestern.
Yeah, he's from Detroit, right?
Yeah.
Hoffa or, you know, Pacino? Yeah,
there's one scene in the very beginning when he's on the phone, the first scene with him, he's on the phone with fucking De Niro, and he's like, you know, they're trying to tear the union apart.
Yeah, he sounds like a pirate.
Really right. Good, dude.
Dude, I love that movie.
I loved it, too.
Yeah.
Salute to Pacino.
He was
Where's
hilarious.
Pacino from? Here? He's from New York?
They're all from New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think so.
You know, they're trying to fuck me in my ass.
Frank, I could
help.
I could do that. I could stop them from fucking you in the ass, sir. Yes.
I could I could fuck you in your ass if you wanted to. If you wanted me to.
Yeah, friend of ours, Yeah, friend of ours, you need to. I don't know.
Now he's Jay Leno.
Yeah, hey, folks, how you doing?
Hey, have you heard about this? Yes.
A friend of ours.
A friend of ours is getting fucked in the ass.
A friend of ours, wanted to get fucked in the ass. You hear about this, folks?
Kevin Eubanks.
You know, getting fucked in my ass. I don't know why I get fucked in my ass every time.
Freaking time.
I want to sit here and eat my fucking ice cream, and you're going to come over and fuck me in my ass. Just when I think I'm done getting fucked in the ass, they pull my penis out, start sucking it, and get me horny and fuck me in the ass again.
Look what they done to my beautiful ass. Look how they massacred my beautiful ass.
They massacred my ass.
They massacred my beautiful ass. Look how they massacred my beautiful ass.
Take his ass, leave his penis. Take the cannolis, leave the gun. You know,
Don Vito, Don Corleone. They come into my store and they fuck me in my ass every day. I just try to make a little bit of money, but every day they come into the store and bend me over and they fuck me in my ass. And they're not. You come to me on this, the day of my daughter getting publicly fucked in her ass.
You know, Frank,
this ain't like the war where you gotta fuck him in the ass up close.
Yeah.
You get bang, you're from a hill, you fuck him in the ass.
I could fuck you in the ass.
I could do that.
I could do that.
I could do that. I could fuck
you. I could do that.
Yeah, a friend of ours really just wants to get fucked in his ass.
Mm-hmm. The Piperishman.
Yeah.
The gay sex Irishman?
The guy Irishman.
The guy Irishman. That's good.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, none of those impressions were close.
No, they were pretty nailed good. Everyone.
I think the De Niro was pretty good.
De Niro.
I can do that.
I could do that for you.
It's more in his face and his, yeah. You know.
Your face is good. You're doing the frown.
The
want to meet me? You want to come downstairs?
Fuck my ass.
You want to come fuck me in my ass, Greg? I have an asshole, Greg. Can you fuck me?
Yeah. Damn, this is an awesome podcast.
Yep.
Yes, people sir. Pay for this.
You know, when I meet the parents, you know, there's one thing I want to do. It's I want to meet the parents.
Do grandma's boy. Do it, Nick.
When I smoke this weed, it makes me feel like a grandma's boy.
God damn it.
No.
Al Pacino just like smoking. Recast grandma's boy, but with Al Pacino in the role, dude. Yeah.
What are you, some kind of fucking dickhead robot? Dicking around with your fucking computer. I was out there.
Damn, I want to rewatch Grandma's Boy.
I literally rewatched it today with Brandon.
Today?
How about Al Pacino's?
Al Pacino's.
Al Pacino's.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to be confused with the actor Michael Penis. So I had to change my name to Al Pacino's.
Al Pacino's. Damn, dude.
I remembered that yesterday when I was driving, and I literally almost lost control of my car.
Yeah, I don't have the Patreon.
Just the Shannon Daughtry line.
I don't have the Patreon. I literally would have re-listened to that part.
I'm gay actor Douglas Penis. Hi, I'm gay actor.
Hi, I'm
gay actor Penis Douglas.
I'm Penis Douglas. Frederick Douglass's son.
I'm Kirk Penis Douglas.
Kirk Penis Douglas?
I'm Penis Kirk Cunt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Penis.
That's right.
Hi, I'm Penis.
There it is.
Penis. Hi, I'm Penis. You may remember me from the movie The Game in Fatal Attraction, where I play a man named David Penis. Who is seduced by the actress in a wonderful role, a magnificent role, played by the actress Glenn Penis. by the actress Vagina Close.
Damn, Glenn Close. Really not that hot in that movie.
Working with a scene partner is always interesting because you have to rely on the chemistry. And Glenn, I found to be disgusting. Both in that she has a man's name. And she looks
damn,
like
damn, dude, Glenn is truly a man's name.
And she looks like a wet whippet.
I never even realized Glenn was a man's name.
Yeah.
Yes.
Glenn.
It's because she's so busted, you never notice it.
She's a cool-looking old lady now.
You know...
She looks like Michael Douglas.
I...
She looks almost exactly
wouldn't
like
Glenn. Fuck Glenn Close for $1 million!
All right, thank you very much, Al. Thank you for tuning in to Good Morning America. Al Pacino here,
do
promoting the Irishman.
You know, me and Marty were talking, and I wouldn't fuck Glenn Close for $1 million!
Just one of those generic presser junkies. He brings it up every time. So whether you're watching like Entertainment Tonight, whatever you're watching, that's the only clip that they have of him.
You know, me and Marty were just backstage talking about how Glenn Close's pussy probably smells like a teepee after the battle of whatever. She has a disgusting pussy. Her pussy smells like the harbor of Trenton. Like a bunch of trash.
Wow. We really are are shock jocks.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Shock, shocking.
It's not funny. It's a bad Al Pacino impression.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
It makes no sense.
I just like screaming.
Yeah, the screaming's good. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The grandma's voice, undeniably
hilarious.
Nah, I'm
saying you would fuck Glenn Close for $1 million. Al Pacino feeling the need to tell everybody.
No, and then Stop said it was on the Today Show. That's very funny.
Well, damn. Yeah, dude. Fucking holiday season, bro.
Dude, it's giving you the blues?
Honestly, a little bit.
Yeah.
Although, I fucking...
Do you have a New Year's kiss?
Yeah. Your mother's peanut. Your mother's pussy. Fuck. Fuck, I fucked that up.
Yeah, that's transphobic, dude.
No, it's not. If I said your mother's penis, that would be trans, you know, pro. Probably.
No, but she doesn't have a penis.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Well, I was going to ask you if you wanted to be my...
I don't want
to
be your New Year's kiss.
All right.
I was laughing today about Tony Soprano.
Nick, do you want to do any?
Getting really big into Baby Yoda memes. And then he's like losing his temper at anyone who doesn't appreciate Baby Yoda memes.
Yeah.
Tone, it's a fucking baby version of Yoda, Tone. Who gives a shit? It's not even real.
You're not the boss of this family.
It's just a little fucking baby. It's a fucking baby. It's just a cute little fucking baby that's minding his own fucking business. He's just over there drinking his fucking soup.
Did you see that?
And you're mad at him?
The video of the guy doing the perfect James Gandolfini impression.
So good about Trump?
About Greta Thunberg.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's, yeah.
It's the same guy.
It's flawless.
He's yeah, so good.
It's fucking so
He's
good.
He's so good.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, that he nails that one.
Yeah, what is he?
I wish I could be good at any impression as much.
He also is like fat and bald. Too.
Yeah, he's fat and bald, and he smokes cigars.
Yeah, he's good.
Mm-hmm. I love his breathing pattern.
Yeah, that's what killed him.
Really?
Yeah, his breathing.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Did he have sleep apnea?
Should have gotten one of your machines,
machine, dude.
There's so many children I want to fuck. Seal?
Cut that.
Okay, we're gonna, which is the button to shut up?
Silence!
Seal, we're going to...
Seal, please.
A boy's ass is the best thing to fuck.
I remain
attracted to children today. There's so much I want to fuck in that preschool. No. Seal, no.
No, Seal.
And what's good about that joke is you can plug it in with any song, any singer.
Yeah.
Yep. You know? Oh, yeah, that's true.
Anyone. It doesn't have to rhyme with Kissed by a Rose or whatever that song is.
Yeah.
Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll fuck a fucking kid.
And I'll fuck a child.
What happened to Tracy Chapman?
As she turned white.
She did trans race, yeah, transracial.
Yeah, she's a guy named Tracy.
Is Tracy Chapman,
yeah.
That was her song. Give me one reason.
Yeah,
And Fast Car. Do you remember that one?
Give me one reason to stay here.
It's a sick song.
Fast Car
and
goes
I suck
the hell
your
off.
Fucking dick. I have a small dick. Yeah. I want to get fucked in my ass. I'm fucking gay.
Fuck me in my ass.
Did she do that?
Strike my dick and fuck me in my ass.
Did she do that song? Like,
no, I love getting sucked off by a guy.
Did she do that song?
Fuck me in my gay ass. I can't wait to get fucked in my ass. And my penis is... No. And my little penis is way too small.
Did she do that song that's like, you gotta be cool, you gotta be so...
Oh, damn, I didn't know she had this many bangers.
Is that Tracy Chapman?
All I know, all I know is I'm fucking gay.
I don't think that's...
You gotta be new, you gotta be new.
No, you know what? I don't know if that is...
You gotta get...
I think it's someone else.
Yeah. There's no way that's her.
It sounds like her.
That was like, what, 93, 94?
Yeah, same era.
Yeah. Suzanne Vega, big in that time.
No, mm-hmm. She sounds hot.
Yeah, Blood Makes Noise.
That's when Nick and I were in our Lilith Fair phase.
Yeah.
I'm back to looking
getting
hot
down to the Indigo Girls.
I was making myself laugh with, what if God was a black bitch? Just a big, fat, loud black bitch.
That is pretty good.
It is. I mean, it's too much to say on the show, but yeah, I already did it. Yeah. But in my private moment, mm-hmm. Just imagine.
Well, now it's on the show.
I know. Just imagining
the whoever that white lady was that did that dumbass song. What a fucking dumb song.
Yeah. Dolly Madison looks kind of hot. Sorry, I'm back on who's hot.
Look at
Elizabeth Monroe looks like fucking trash.
You know, if there's one thing I would enjoy, it's the plow Tracy Chapman like a monster truck driving through a parking lot.
Wow, Al. I didn't realize.
That's my style, you know what I mean? That's my type of bitch right there.
Sing that song, you gotta be.
Rachel Jackson looks like shit.
You gotta be fat. You gotta be
Hannah Van retarded. Buren looks kind of hot in this one. Oh, my God. Anna Harrison is a busted bitch.
Damn.
Letitia, what about John Tyler's wife? She had like 15 kids.
She looks all right over here. Letitia.
Are you talking about Worst Ladies?
Mm-hmm.
The Jeopardy category.
Julia Tyler.
Yeah, that's John Tyler's bitch. She had like 16 kids.
Whoa, there's two Tylers? There's Letitia?
It's by Desiree.
Desiree, that's it. Yep.
I should have
fucking known that.
Sarah Polk looks ugly.
That's such an easy one to remember.
Oh, Margaret Taylor looks like an ugly.
Because I wanted to say Sade.
No, it's not by Sade. I know, but I've been listening to Desiree.
It's not sexual enough to be by Sade.
I've been listening to a lot of Lover's Rock recently.
Oh, is that so?
It's a Sade album. It's quite good.
Mary Todd is not that hot. Eliza Johnson is a busted bitch as well.
Bad president, bad pussy.
Julia Grant, I can't really tell, although...
You're gonna be cool. Oh, it's obviously a British woman. Obviously a British black woman.
Now, that's a cool type of person right there. Yeah. British black person.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Caroline Harrison has a fucking mustache. This bitch looks like a middle reliever for the Yankees, dude.
Damn, it's crazy to imagine how much bad pussy's been up in the White House. It's the same building. I suck a dick and eat my ass. Try and keep your head up to the
sky. This is a good ass jam, dude. Go ahead, stand up and be counting. Don't be. Damn, Bess Truman's ugly. Maybe Eisenhower's ugly, but it looks like she sucks a good dick.
Yeah. Okay, that's enough, Adam. Thanks.
I just wanted to get to the end of the chorus.
Love will save the day. That's not true.
Rosalind Carter.
Love just ruins people's lives.
That's mm-hmm. true.
The real answer is being completely dispassionate.
Yeah, that's right, for sure. Yeah. That's the answer, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I got to give it to Young Hillary. That picture of Young Hillary, she looks pretty good.
Oh, like in college?
Yeah.
No.
Nah, fuck that shit, bro.
She does, dude.
No.
She's
better
trash.
Than you'd think.
Maybe one of the worst.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not saying she's a good person. I'm just saying she could have caught
absolutely
the Salich.
No.
What about Alanis Morissette? Ironic, but it's guy ironic.
You know what, Tony? I think young Hillary was beautiful.
She's fucking ugly.
What the fuck are you talking about?
A fucking dog. She's a fucking dog.
I wouldn't fuck her with your dick.
Tone, I don't know. I would show some respect for the first lady, Tone.
Christopher. New York Post, men are showing up to the wing and women are pissed.
What the fuck is the wing
exactly?
Yeah,
deal with that, bitches.
It's where fucking Lena Dunham goes to feel
it's like
cool.
For rich women to like, it's a co-working space. It's like a WeWork for like rich women.
It's a way for rich white women to not be around minorities but pretend.
No, they have a couple of token rich minorities.
Yeah.
You know, so but, to make it feel intersectional.
Of course. You gotta suck dick. You gotta fuck.
Yeah, it's obviously a luxury. You know,
it's like a Starbucks a only rich white women can get into. Basically.
There's usually at least one man whenever I visit. Says Caitlin Phillips, 29, a member in New York. For the
oh,
past
I know
years.
Her.
It's bizarre to choose to occupy. Yeah. It's bizarre.
She's
to,
cool.
Okay.
Wait. Do you actually know her? Or
do you
want to
hear the dumb shit
her?
That she says?
Just play it. Yeah.
No, because it sounds like you want to do the joke. So go ahead.
No,
it.
Say
it. Say you know her.
I know her.
Cool.
Oh, you know her, huh?
I guess we'll come back to this later.
No, finish the quote.
No. I don't want to.
She's nice.
I don't want to read it anymore.
I don't want to read the fucking quote.
You know, I heard you suck penis. I could do that.
I also eat my own ass.
I can eat my own ass for you, sir.
I also eat my own assholes.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to do that for you.
For you, I can eat my own ass.
For you, I could bring you. I could bring your steak.
You gotta fuck.
Oh,
damage.
Yeah, that's right. He gets into the mafia by steaks.
Yeah. That movie rocks.
That movie rules.
I love it.
Yeah.
The Guyrishman.
The Guyrishman.
The Guyrishman. You know. You know.
Damn, I want a steak.
Dude, I had such a good steak in fucking Texas.
Damn.
God,
yeah, man. You're looking like you gained maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I see. Nice.
20. Oh, I've been on a nice little bender here.
You've been on a bender.
20, 30 pounds.
I like don't know about 30.
Your shirts, you should just start getting high watermarks tattooed on your torso for how high up the shirts rise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like kind of like a growth chart for a
yeah,
kid.
Like when yeah. you take a ferry and they show you, this is how bad the flooding
Listen,
was.
Listen, I'm amongst friends.
Back
here,
in
18, you're above the belly button.
I'm amongst friends. I don't have to put on airs and put my shirt under my belly button, dude.
No, no. You should just start wearing like.
Yeah, keep dressing like Baby Huey.
You should start wearing like half shirts like Ezekiel Elliott. Just,
I will. Showing up looking like Baloo to,
dude,
to
I'm
your
wearing,
job.
I'm wearing a full tracksuit to my show tonight, dude.
Yeah.
You Do you need a ride? Gay, should I drive you,
you
in the city?
Be. If you, are you
I have to be
city?
In the Lower East Side.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'll go.
Is it? Is there parking around there or no?
Around the stand or Lower East Side?
Lower East Side.
I've got a fat
What's
ass.
Today, Tuesday?
Tuesday night.
Fuck me in my yeah. big fat ass.
Yeah, you should be fine on a Tuesday.
My ass is too fat.
So we'll pick up Brandon and then go.
Okay.
Because he's doing your show, right?
I don't know yeah. how to wipe my ass because I can't reach it. I can't get my head in my crack, so I go around my doo-doo, stinking up my fucking ass.
Very good, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy. That's really good. Listen, normally we would hate that, but Neo was just in here talking about fucking kids. Or whatever, whoever the fuck.
I got a big fat ass.
Oh, I have an idea for
I can't
a song.
Even
can
I have, my the, ass.
Can I have a, the beat button?
No, you can't.
Please.
No, sorry.
No, no,
Don't
I have an idea.
Don't even think about touching that
Which
button.
Is this one?
Keep your finger on the fucking
no,
button.
Sorry.
Idiot.
Okay. I'm a
Whoa,
I missed dude. It. I'm a lover. I'm a mother. I'm a That was my idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not bad. It's
Meredith.
That song fucking sucks. Your song sucks.
This is a Tracy Chapman diss track.
Adam's gay. That song sucks.
Fuck Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon a bitch and he a fag. Beat his fucking ass. If I see Nick Cannon, he's getting fucked up.
Oh, fuck.
Damn, dude. Tracy Chapman ate his ass up.
Damn, dude. she lit his ass up.
Tracy man. Got his ass, dude.
Where you should
Nick
go then?
Cannon, huh? Bitch.
We should get going. Probably no. Did you eat already?
I was probably gonna get some at the stand.
The yeah, burger there is
they
pretty
got
good.
Little Food's good. They got little pizzas.
Can
they
you park on that street?
Yeah. Do I have
on 16th?
You can park on 16th.
Yeah.
We should plug a phone into this bitch and start prank calling people.
Now,
on the show.
Yeah,
now we're fucking talking.
Now we're talking.
That would rule.
Here's the thing: you do that, you lose the soundboard. So no more beeps, but we can do some prank calls.
Well,
oh fuck!
I got a small dick. My dick is too fucking small. Now I'm fucking gay.
Actually, you know what? Yes, you can't. So you can't do them. I can do. Yes, I will be able to use the phone.
I love it.
And then, yeah. And then,
oh okay. yeah.
All right. So we'll be at least be able to do three sounds with the phone.
Okay.
I'll do some testing.
I love it. We need some new drops.
We should start
too.
Calling up. We should start getting sued by businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be a good thing to start doing.
Hey, do you have a little pizza?
Excuse me?
Fucking idiot.
Hang up on him.
Idiot.
Yeah, is this Toys R Us?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you suck my arm dick? But the R is backwards?
Faggot.
No. Woo! Welcome to the fucking the Jersey Boys tribute.
Yeah, is this fucking Toys R Us? I want to talk to Jeffrey the giraffe.
Yeah, I want to talk to Jeffrey Epstein. The
is
giraffe.
Jeffrey the giraffe?
Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein the giraffe. I want to talk to him. Does
the,
he fuck the
mascot
kids?
Mascot for Toys R Us.
Does he fuck the kids? You fucking piece of shit. You're in the zone now, baby.
I fucking love the riff.
Boom. Mm-hmm.
I have a little
sweet, sweet licks.
And we're back on Good Morning America with Tracy Chapman. Tracy Chapman and Al Pacino.
Now, Tracy, have you heard anything about how trash Glenn Close's pussy is?
You know, what would be nice is if you licked my ass. I've always wanted to get my ass licked.
De Niro style, if you catch my drift.
Mm. I could do that for you. I also lick asshole.
Tracy.
Now I want to get some pussy.
She was a lesbian, right?
Yeah.
I always assumed.
I can't wait to get pussy. I can't wait to stick my pussy on your pussy. And then we can rub our pussies. You can fuck me and my pussy. And then I can fuck you in your pussy.
Yeah. No, I love understanding lesbian sex.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
You can fist me in my pussy. And then I can punch you in your pussy too. And we can punch each other's pussies.
That is how they do it. They do be doing it that way.
What if God was one of us? Just waiting in line at the bank. Mm-hmm. That'd be fun, huh, Adam?
Like a Jewish parody. Jewish
version of that song?
Yeah, that'd be all right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would make me happy.
What about, what if God smoked cannabis?
What if God was one of us?
Do you remember that when people used to do that parody?
Yeah, what if God smoked cannabis?
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine God as a stoner, dude.
Stoner culture is so awesome.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. That's why we can't legalize it.
We're at risk of losing stoner culture.
Because it's like somebody's tight. A guy with like a flame beanie and headphones on constantly.
Yeah. Even when he's talking.
Skate shoes.
Yeah.
Dude, it's actually your brain fills with DMT when you're done. One of those guys.
Yeah.
I knew numerous guys like that as a teenager, and a handful of them have killed themselves.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Which rules?
Ride the fucking lightning, brother.
I love riding the lightning.
Yeah.
And riding getting my penis sucked.
Yeah.
Let me just tell everybody.
You seem desperate to end this. So
I have to pee really bad.
Well, let me just plug my dick.
Yeah, Simon needs to plug his dick.
Come see the boy. I'm all over the fucking place. I'm going to be in. Stop. No, I'm in Milwaukee. I'm in Appleton, Chicago. Oh, I'm in Tampa on the 26th. Come see me. It's the only Florida date, unfortunately. Some other shit fell through. I'm at the Comedy Connection in Providence, the 6th through the 8th. I'm in Hyenas in Texas, Dallas, Texas, 13th through the 15th, Valentine's Day. Come give me a smooch. And I'm in the DC. I'm at the DC Draft House the 20th through the 21st of February. Then fucking Arizona on the 5th, Tucson on the 6th, and I think I'm going to be at in London the 31st through the 4th, March through April, and then Dublin on the 29th, and I'm cooking up some other shit, and we will be in fucking Australia.
Yeah. I'm going to go back on the road and work clubs, but then go get a photographer to do black and white headshots and get like a mullet and like a cross dangly earring, mm-hmm, and some eyeliner, and get like a 1985 classic comedy club headshot.
100%.
And just to put it up, and I'll do the weekend just so that they have that on the wall.
Yeah.
So people think I've been doing comedy for 45 years.
Well, you would have to look young as shit in it.
I do look young as shit now.
You'd have to, but is that what you do? You would shave?
I would use the CGI technology from the Irishman.
You'd have really sparkly blue eyes.
You know, they used computers to make us look straight in the movie.
They're so gay. Pacino, De Niro, and Pesci.
Marty.
Marty says we were too gay.
Marty was saying we came off a little too gay in the movie.
Have you seen Pesci, dude? He's just got an awesome, like, fucking Fu Manchu, handlebar mustache.
He rocks, dude.
He rules. Yeah.
I hope he wins Best Supporting Actor. And I hope Adam Sandler wins Best Actor.
He was just in like one like shitty, weird, low-budget movie made by like dumb Italians in the Bronx.
Really?
And then fucking Robert De Niro saw it and then told Martin Scorsese, and then he was in Raging Bull.
That's it?
Yeah. And it happened. He was like 35.
He was like the second lead in Raging. I mean, he was like the...
He was like they were awesome.
He was like a singer or something. And then he, like, awesome. He just was in that one movie and then fucking...
Was it Nicky, right? Is that his character?
In Raging Bull?
What's
the brother.
The brother.
Did you fuck my wife?
Did you fuck my wife?
I haven't seen that movie yet.
And he does, right? He does fucking
Alone. Yeah. Time.
It's a fucking masterpiece. Masterpiece.
I want to fuck Baby Yoda.
What's cool?
I can't wait to fuck Baby Yoda. Want to put his ears in my pussy.
Don't Big you fucking ears. Touch him. Yeah. You fucking...
You fuck Tony Soprano. Nick Cannon can suck my pussy. You tell that bitch to suck on my tits.
Damn, Tracy Chapman just fucking flaming people.
Just absolutely
got the fucking chopper out. Let the yopper sing.
She got the extendo.
Nick Cannon a bitch.
30. 30 rounds in the clip.
Going to die, you fat bitch. You're going to die, beans and tortillas.
That's great.
Oh, fuck. All right. All right, folks. Thank you for listening to Cumtown.
Right.